Yeah, they tryna hit me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Get In, Loser. Are you kidding?
We're starting off with a bang today. What's Mario up, guys?
So we're going out with a bang today. It is your host with the most from coast to coast, always eating toast. Amari Stewart. I don't know if I said my name already. I think I might have a concussion after Zach just repeatedly hit me with a piece of paper.
I apologize for my actions.
We are gathered here today with the lovely as ever, Tara's World.
I don't know about lovely.
You're so lovely and handsome as ever, Zach Clayton.
Don't worry about me, man.
So how's everyone doing today?
Dude, honestly great. I just got my wisdom teeth out and I'm like finally like in the process of like recovering actually, so I can eat now. So I feel good, but it was honestly hell.
Didn't you get those out like a week and a half ago?
Yeah, and I was like in dying agony for a week and a half straight. Like I literally could not leave my room or eat anything solid. Like I was drinking smoothies. I lost 6 pounds since I got my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, maybe I should get my wisdom teeth out.
Did you have your holes like sewn shut or did they leave them open?
So they stitched them, but like the stitches like fell dissolved. Out. Like, yeah, like really quick.
Uh-huh. I got my wisdom teeth pulled out in high school and they left the holes open. I got all four at once. So I had to like use a syringe to get like cheeseburger out of them and stuff. And I did everything wrong. I did everything wrong when it came to my wisdom teeth. I literally like, I left the office, went and got like a shamrock shake from McDonald's, was drinking out of a straw. Like my friends were bringing me smoothies and I was drinking them out of the straw.
You're not supposed to drink out of a straw when you get your teeth out?
No, because you can get dry sockets. Basically, like the blood is supposed to clot in there, so it like, I don't know, like kind of protects it. And like it, like if your sockets are dry, it hurts like a bitch.
I've never gotten any teeth out. Like my tonsils, my wisdom teeth, I've never gotten anything taken out of my head.
Hey, I've had 18
teeth pulled. Thank the Lord for that one, because it fucking
sucks. That's
a good
thing. Yeah, it's so bad. No, I hate surgeries.
Wow. Well, yeah, fuck surgeries. Anyways, if you guys are new here, which I mean, I hope you're new here, but I also hope you're not new here. I hope you've been listening and watching. Never forget to follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
Our TikTok is back, by the way.
It's back.
We're back and running.
Ha-ha.
Y'all didn't know that?
Is that us?
Yeah, we're back.
Y'all thought you could play us. Follow us at Get In Loser Pod.
Fuck you, TikTok.
We bad bitches. You can't kill us. We love you guys so much.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was back.
Thank you, TikTok, for giving our account back.
How are you guys been? I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
How are you guys been?
Did I just say that?
You did.
It was my birthday.
That's the tequila talking right there.
Neither of them wished me a happy birthday. Just so you guys know.
Oh, my God.
Neither of them.
Well, they both apologized, and I was so excited when you both didn't wish me a happy birthday because I was going to come here and flip my lid. But then you called me the next day, and you were like, oh, Ty, like, FaceTime
you last night. I also called you day of. I just called you off my boyfriend's phone.
Oh, yeah, off your friend's phone. But I thought, then Ty texted me because I didn't see the call, but then he texted me. So I was like, I don't know if Amari's with him. So that pissed me off. I was going to flip out on you. And then you, I didn't tell you when my birthday was, though.
You didn't. And also, your Instagram was deleted. I was and I was in bed. Like, I was still like, post, you know?
And your little voice memo made up for it. It was so cute. He sent me like a 40-second voice memo, like making up for it. I was like, okay.
I'm supposed to bring you a bottle, too. I got white claws in the car.
That's okay. Well, this is my defense statement. Okay. So basically, what happened was we called. We FaceTimed off of Ty's phone and she didn't answer. It was like pretty late in the day. Like we were hung over as fuck all day because we were on like a long Vegas bender. So we're still in Vegas at my parents' house, just dying. And then it's like nighttime. So I was like, oh my God, let's FaceTime Tara. She doesn't answer. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like I understand. It's like her birthday. I'm sure she's like blacked out with hustle. I'm like, if I'm not there, I know hustle is.
You're not wrong.
So she didn't answer. And then I FaceTimed her the next day off of my phone. And I'm like, happy birthday. And she's like, fuck you. I'm like, Tara, no, we called you last night. We didn't answer.
Also,
and I figured.
Like, to be fair, I forget people's birthdays because I feel like I know so many, but like I don't at the same time. And the way I like remember is Instagram.
It's Instagram stories. Instagram, that's why I was so mad. My Instagram was gone for my birthday. I was like, no one's going to remember. Yeah, no one could post. Mm-hmm. They were tagging like my disposable account that I used for one day. They were like, happy birthday, Tara's dispo. I'm like, okay. No, my birthday was incredible. Yeah. My friends set
so
up.
Cute.
Yeah, my friends set up like Jordy and Val like brought me to the beach, but they wouldn't tell me where we were going. And like my only wish was to be with my friends and to watch the fight. So my friends set up like a TV with like a generator plugged into it, like on the beach with like drinks and food and blankets. It was so incredible. But like the sun was too bright, so we couldn't even watch it on the TV. We had to watch it on the laptop. So they brought the TV for no reason. Right. But it was so fun.
Like the glare was too much?
Yeah, the glare was too much. Mm-hmm. We saw Bryce's fight on the actual TV, but...
You're like, it's my birthday. Can the sun go down?
No, literally. But the fight disappointed me. And then I went for a swim at 9 o'clock at night and found out that great whites feed at dusk and dawn.
Wait, what?
I went into the ocean with Tucker at like 9 o'clock at night, and we went like fully in, like deep. And we were swimming around. And then I went back in at like 11. And the next day, like Valerie called her mother and she was like, yeah, sharks feed at like dusk and dawn. And great whites have been like spotted on the coast of LA.
What? Yeah, you're like not supposed to go in the water.
No, yeah. Tucker was like, we probably shouldn't be in here. Like, there's sharks. And I was like, what are you talking about? Valerie? Shut the fuck up. Like, come in the waves. What? Didn't know that. Yeah.
Is that like for everywhere, like
just in general.
Yeah, like, and I was in like a white dress, like a flashy white dress.
I've just been told that since I've been.
I see all these people. I didn't know that. I mean, I wouldn't want to get in the water at night, regardless. Just
I hate. I was so drunk. I was like, let's go.
When we were in Mexico, it was like really dark, and we saw like a whale. It was a humpback whale, I think. And we were calling it. We were so drunk, we're calling it a Maybach whale. It just sounded fun, but
I love whales.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna go in the water at night because I've been watching sharks, lots of whale sharks stuff. Are like such a big fear of mine, especially like I already don't like the ocean that much. Like especially like I like a pool. I can swim in a pool.
Yeah, well, you can see the bottom. That's why I don't like how you can't see shit.
Yes. Yeah. And like animals, like jellyfish, like a crab, like
I was so drunk. I didn't even.
Oh
like,
no! I'm just,
I forced Tucker in. I forced him. He was like, "Dude, there's sharks." I was like, "Who cares? It's my birthday. You really gonna say no to me on my fucking birthday, you asshole?" Like I was being such a bitch.
I feel like when you're drunk, you can get anything you want. Honestly, like, yeah, you can talk your way into anything.
Yeah,
I'm like, not me.
Me in a dress in the ocean, like literally flashy white dress, like sharks.
Some OnlyFans pics.
Yeah. Should have.
That's okay. It's your birthday. You were off that day.
I was off my rocker that day.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
But you watched the fight on the beach, so that's fucking cool. The fight was fucked. I was watching at home in Vegas, and I was like.
I was actually in the middle of an OnlyFans shoot while the fight was on. So we had a little laptop in the corner just playing it. So we'd be mid-shoot, and then we'd hear the commentator start screaming. So I'd just be butt-ass naked and like look over and start freaking out. But it wasn't what I was expecting at all.
Especially Taylor. I wasn't expecting a draw.
I think everybody was expecting Taylor to win. Yeah. Huh?
The judges went back, and now Taylor lost.
Taylor lost?
And to be fair, I love Taylor to death, but that should have been the like outcome from the beginning. Gibb went crazy. Gibb definitely won that fight.
Yeah.
Like 100%. Yeah. I was watching that, and I was like, hold. And even my dad loves boxing, so like he was just like laughing his ass off the entire time, like watching like YouTubers and TikTokers like fight. Yeah. He's like, what the
fuck are you doing?
And he's just like, what is going on? Like there were certain people that impressed him, like Gibb. He was like, wow, he actually like... did like
Gibb
really
came
good.
With the endurance then, like he just the whole time
he was throwing power punches the entire time.
I don't know how that takes a lot.
I think Taylor had like great like defense, but mm-hmm. I feel like that's really all he was doing, so
he never got aggressive. I think the nerves got to him, because I understand it, like once you step in the like training and all like whatever, like it's easy, but then once you actually step in the ring, you know there's millions of people
so
watching,
many eyes on you, and
30,000 people in the arena, like that's just I
was waiting for that fight. I was so excited for that.
I wanted to see Taylor knock someone out.
I wanted to see Bryce win.
I thought I knew Bryce was going to lose. Sorry. Like, not in like a hateful way. But I didn't expect it to be like that. Like,
yeah.
He got his shit rocked. I was like, damn.
I thought it'd be like a close fight or something. And
I thought it was
going to
go all rounds for sure.
I also thought it was going to... Ooh, me tapping the mic. I also thought it was going to be a thing where, like, yeah, they would go all the rounds. And then also just be like such a close call. And like also maybe even to the point where what if Bryce did win, because there's so much anger on both ends. Mm-hmm. And like you never, like when Bryce gets angry, like he goes crazy. Like
that's what I was saying. I was like, Bryce is mad.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I thought that.
Yeah.
That's what everybody was saying. Everyone was saying he's gonna get hit once and then lose his composure and like not be able to fight like properly.
I really have no idea what the fuck happened. Like really watching him, like when the blood started coming out, I was like,
I was like, damn.
That's the one fight I don't even remember. Like that was when I got really drunk.
That was the end. So you probably a little.
It was my birthday, guys. Like, calm down.
Did you guys?
Happy birthday.
Did you guys see one thing that I think was really fucking embarrassing? Like, I mean, I'm not stepping into any fucking ring. I'm a pricey little bitch. I'm not gonna fuck up my manicure, and I'm not trying to ruin this nose or any of this filler. So I'm not like shading or anything like that. But I thought it was so embarrassing when, like, you know, Michael Lee, the TikToker, like the guy that does like he wears the beanie. He has like the little one that like his little brother or something like that also wears the beanie.
Yes.
Like always in those dances, he got his shit rocked by
Jarvis.
FaZe Jarvis. Yeah. Yes,
Jarvis rocked his
My! It was. Rocked. I was like, I would not want to be there in that ring because. Like, that was just embarrassing. Like,
I honestly expected a lot from him, though, because, like, seeing him, like, because, like, training videos and, like, whatever, he just seemed, like, very determined and motivated, and then the second he hopped in the ring...
FaZe Jarvis in there, he was, like, a boxer. He was
that motherfucker's scary.
And he had, like, the braids going back. I was like...
Yeah, with the hair back, that's...
I feel like I can feel the hits through the screen.
If someone fights you with a man bun, Fuck that. Fuck that. Stay away.
I wasn't even there for the first three fights, so we got there pretty late. Yeah.
I really liked Kale's fight. Like, I feel like that one was really good. And
for him being like the first fight and like super like what is it undercard? Or what is it called? Like, cause he wasn't even supposed to be on the fight. I feel like it was like a last second thing. Mm-hmm. But he honestly fought the best out of all the TikTokers. Yeah. In my opinion.
No, that was so impressive. I was like, and I love him. He's so nice. He's so funny. So I was just like. Happy like seeing him do well.
Yeah, he was,
and I was just like, that's really cool. Like,
I wanted to see Riley really bad.
Right?
I wanted to see him.
Riley
so bad.
Was gonna get his shit rocked though. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Tanner Fox would fuck him up.
What do you mean?
Tanner Fox.
I've never heard of Tanner Fox, but then I saw that picture of them standing next to each other, and he's this big. What do you mean?
Well, they're both. Yeah, I mean, well, they're both super scrawny.
In like, that one picture, Tanner Fox looked. He looked half his size.
Tanner, I think, was like 130. Three before weigh-in, and then Ryland was like maybe 146.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
That, do you know the picture I'm talking about, though, when they're standing like face-to-face?
Like, at the weigh-in, I think, right?
Or yeah, no. It was like face-to-face, but Tanner Fox looked half his size.
Yeah, he's tiny. But he's like, I don't know, he's like a little fucking, he's got like crackhead strength, I feel like.
one of my friends fucked Tanner Fox on the jet.
Okay.
How old is he?
Tanner Fox?
Yeah.
He's kind of old. He's like 21, 22.
What?
Like
22, oh my God, he looks so tiny. 23.
Let's look it up.
He looks like that long neck guy from TikTok.
Yeah.
That was me.
But he's just like, he's like a little karate kid.
He's 21.
I feel like he fucked him up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My friend fucked him on a jet.
Oh God.
Mile High Club.
Yeah. But then, so obviously after like the fight and everything was happening, like there was so much like, hate coming from both sides, but then it was like very interesting because like Bryce was like, oh, I never claimed to be a fighter, blah blah blah, all the stuff. And then, I feel like Bryce would have gotten a scandal for like all that kind of stuff because like then they played back all those clips, which was like a little embarrassing. But then Austin was getting in like a scandal in terms of all of these like allegations and everything kept coming back up in terms of like him,
he's a cheater,
Tana's TikTok,
cheater, and,
yeah. But I have crazy story.
Please stop.
I'm like, don't sue me for this one. But
wait, I'm scared. Hold on.
No, so a couple years back, I have a really good friend in Vegas, one of my best friends I used to dance with. She messaged me one day and was like, hey, do you know who this guy is? And it's Austin McBroom's page. And I'm like, I don't know him, but I know who he is. He's part of the Ace family, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's married. Are they married? No, I don't know.
Yeah
they're married.
They're married? Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Don't care. Shouldn't be. And I used to watch them too. I used to watch them for a little bit of time, and then finally I was just like, fuck these people. But I was like, why? And she was like, he's been like hitting up my friend nonstop, trying to fly her out, trying to hook up with her, all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God. She was like, well, she saw like his account, saw his page, saw that he like is with Catherine, so she's not responding to him, but he's like nonstop hitting her up. And I was like, oh shit.
God damn.
And that was the first I had ever like heard of his like unfaithfulness, should I say. That was the first I'd ever heard of it, because this was like years back, so I was like, when more stuff's coming up, I'm like, this has been going on for a long time. Like,
I've never watched one of their videos, but I hear a lot about
I used to love them because they're like so high production and stuff, like their intro and everything.
Well, it's also
and,
like nice because it was like a wholesome like family, like, you know,
and they're just so luxury. It's like
rich.
It's like if like Keeping Up the Kardashians was just one family.
Yeah, and
that's how
YouTube.
I feel. Yeah, and on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like a little more family friendly, like no drama. I feel like Keeping Up really puts it all out there. But
I watched them. I watched a video. This is the only video I remember from them. They played like hide and seek inside of their house. It would take you like fucking 30 minutes just to walk through the whole house. Like, it's
their
so
house is
fucking
huge.
Big.
Like,
the only thing I ever saw with them was that one time where it was like an editing mistake, and like he was like really mean to her.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. That was like the first time I ever heard of them.
Yeah.
Which is, I know I don't like watch anything. That's
that was
why.
Like semi-recent.
That was like, yeah, that was like recent. But like,
I just know like that family in general, I feel like they used to have such a good reputation, and as time went on, they really lost their credibility and stuff through like charity events that weren't like completely charity, and then just like everything, like their fans being like, oh, like they're just all about the money, and it's like, okay, that's great, but also your fan base is very young, so it's like you're just stealing money from like little kids.
Yeah.
And it's like also their kid, the kids' parents.
Scamming?
Actually, because the parents are the ones paying for it.
Scamming in disguise is what I like to call it.
It's like money laundering.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Was Bryce a good sport when he lost? I like don't remember.
They both were. See, this is what I hated about these fights, which I get, yes, you should be a good sport, but it's like the fact that they talk so much shit, like the whole like lead up to it. Like, it makes me believe the talking shit beforehand's fake, and it's
all
because
then they were like hanging out after taking shots. So
yeah,
I think, right after,
I'm like, dude, come on. Like,
yeah.
I think it's
because it makes sense, like, because you want to bring more traction to the fight, but it's just like, It just shows that all the arguing and like the shit they say to each other is just literally fake.
I feel like it all happened. I don't know if it was necessarily fake. Like, I feel like Bryce was really talking his shit and Austin was really pissed.
Yeah.
I
like think once that, it's like, over, like it's just...
over. And I feel like Austin went into it like, I'm not going to lose. Like, yeah. I'm going to win. So then when Bryce was like being a good sport at the end and like a little embarrassed, he was kind of like, mm-hmm. I knew I was going to win. Like, okay, yeah, this boy wants to come take a shot with me. Like, let's do it. Like, yeah, like I'm like
five tickets. You said already, like with where he said like at the end, like I'm not a fighter. I've never claimed to be a fighter. And yes, there's like did. TikTok. Yeah, there's
and then
TikToks,
it cut it to like the. Like,
yeah. I'm gonna beat Austin McPussy because I'm a real fighter.
I've been in 40 street fights.
Yeah, it's so.
It dope. Turns out like this.
But hey, respect to anybody that even got into that fight, honestly, because that's
completely.
That's scary. Big balls. Yeah.
Like, Tara, would you ever hop in the ring for a girls' fight?
No. Like never. I've
She's
never.
Like, I need
like,
my lashes.
I've never punched anybody in my life. Like I've never.
I feel like you'd fuck someone up.
I like could if I don't know if I could if I tried, but like I've never even thought of it.
Yeah.
No. I don't
know. Have you like been in a fight ever or no?
No.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about like girl boxing now though.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it.
I don't want to see that though. I don't like seeing girls like fight each other and getting hurt. And, like, I don't like seeing girls get hurt. I don't like that.
Oh.
Yeah, if someone starts bleeding, I'm gonna cry. I don't want to see all
that. Tana keeps being like, I want to fight Bella Thorne. I want to fight Bella Thorne.
No,
like,
I want to see that. I want to see Tana whoop Bella Thorne's ass. That I'll see.
I'm just like, that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Very entertaining for sure though. And there's so many girls on TikTok that are like, oh my god, let's get it going, let's get it going. And like I've been seeing other girls be like, I want to fight Tana, but Tana doesn't want to fight any of those girls.
Yeah.
She wants to fight Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she's not
you
even like
Bella Wood?
I don't know.
For the right price.
She's never responded, huh?
She hasn't responded.
Literally all my For You page has been is like the like the last 2 days has been like all the girl influencers. Like,
yeah. Been like, all right, it's my turn. It's my turn.
I was reading through my comments.
I'm like,
today
bitch, and... all you just want checks.
No, yeah.
Like
yeah.
They want Fashion Nova on their little shorts.
That was so funny when it said Fashion Nova on his shorts. I was like, oh my god. But oh, that was Logan, right? That was Logan.
Oh wait, yes,
and
yeah.
And Mayweather walks out with a hat that
the
says
OnlyFans hat.
Only fans. I was
like, I tweeted because OnlyFans
like shout
tweeting.
Me out.
OnlyFans started trending after that, so I tweeted and I like put my link. I was like, since OnlyFans is
genius,
trending,
genius.
I had to do it,
you know? I haven't done shit. No, I was going through my comments today, and someone was like, "Box Trisha Paytas." It's like, oh, I don't know if that would work out. I was like, I don't know if I don't even know if I could box someone smaller than May. Like, I literally couldn't.
Yeah,
I hate pain.
I don't
like the thought same. Of getting hit in the face, like, just pisses me off.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no.
No, thank you. I can't get piercings. I can get tattoos. Like, I just, it's so random.
Anyways, you guys, there's something a little more hot off the press. I feel like we need to discuss with the people today.
Oh.
This Wait. Actually happened literally today.
Is this going where I think it's going right
oh,
now?
Oh, it's going exactly where
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
ahead.
I figured
fuck,
this out
man.
In the car right here.
Let me take a drink. Let me take a drink.
So, today. I go on Instagram,
yep,
and I tap on Nikki the Dragon's Instagram story.
Yep.
And I see a screen recording, and at first I think it's Taylor Kniff's Instagram story, his close friends, but then I realize I don't even follow Taylor Kniff. So
me neither.
And it's literally just like Taylor Kniff's close friend story, a screen recording on Nikia's story, so we can imagine the difference in viewers. And basically Taylor's like, talking about how he saw, like, this guy outside of, like, some place with Nikita, like, helping her get into a car. He thinks that he's, like, trying to get at Nikita, and it's just Nikita's friend or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I see Nikita, like, with this dude. Like, so I, like, go up to security and be like, yo, you know that's, like, a dude, blah, 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 all this stuff. And it was just, like, so bad and so foul. And, like, I don't know. It was just something that I saw it and I was like, you done fucked up.
I couldn't believe that you, like, I got into the car today when Amari picked me up and you showed me that. I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. And,
like, he probably thought that was so hilarious when he filmed that. And, like,
how do you even think that that's, like, I can't even put my, like, I would never. I would never.
No, exactly. And then we were on, like, we were watching his Instagram live, like, right before we got here. And he was, like, talking about how he's, like, oh, like, I make dark jokes with my friends all the time.
That's
like, I'm
going to
keep
joke.
Doing that. Like, I'm not, like, apologizing. I'm going to enjoy my time in Malibu. And we're sitting there, like,
enjoy my
first
time.
Of all, like, a lot of people enjoy dark humor. Like, we know what dark humor is.
I make dark jokes. That's not a dark
that
humor
That is not
That's
dark
not even
humor.
A joke. Like, yeah, it wasn't a joke. It was, like, him, like, talking. Like
being transphobic.
Yeah.
And it was, like, holy shit. And then Nikita's on her story crying after and, like, being very raw and real and talking about how it's, like, so endangering to trans lives and just, like, regular, even, like, her friend's life, like, now because people are so, like, there's so much, like, violence in the trans community.
Right.
Or against the trans community.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, there's probably so many, like, even like not like Taylor, like in general, she probably like hears stuff like that or gets told stuff like that all the time, like people making fun of like the fact that she is, you know, trans.
The fact that he just like posted that on his story.
The fact that now it's like a public
on his like, close friend's story. Like I'm not even his close friend. Like I've literally met him like 4 times and I'm on his close friends. Like Lord knows how many people is on his close friend's story. Like why? Like exactly. Why? I don't understand.
And I just know Taylor has a really bad past with a lot of different people. Mm. And
it's a bad rep for sure.
Yeah, so it's just like, why are you going to keep like digging yourself in this hole? Especially like against a community that's so like, I feel like right now, like the trans community and like just LGBT, like all that stuff like has been so empowered lately. Also, it's Pride Month. It's literally Pride Month. Oh, so it's like, you are very, very bold. Like, yeah. And like, you're just going to enjoy your time in Malibu. Like, no, babe, we hope you
drown. He literally said that on his live. He was like, I'm going to go enjoy my time in Malibu.
I'm like, how could you possibly enjoy your time anywhere knowing what you just said?
Yeah.
How could you like enjoy yourself or like even feel comfortable with yourself? Or I don't know. It's just so gross. Like, if I were like Taylor, I'd be like, ick, I hate myself. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know why he would ever do that.
He's definitely going to lose a lot. I hope he does, like, a lot of friends and people for that because it's, like,
yeah, and fucked up. Like, he's friends, like, really good friends with, like, a lot of people that, like, are very, like, clouded and stuff. And I just feel like as time goes on, like, you're going up against, one, like, an entire community, but, like, Nikita Dragon, like, her fans are very hardcore and, like, support her. Hence, that's where she's gotten where she's gotten. And I feel like it's going to, like, rip him apart. And Nikita's also friends with all the people that he's, like, friends with. And I feel like they're going to respect her over him because of the things he's saying and like their image. Like no one wants to associate with someone that's like transphobic like that and like bashing community. So
that sucks. Like one of the guys that was here was telling me earlier, like you should never meet your idols. Cause like I used to like before this, I was like a huge fan of Taylor Kniff. Like it was like One Direction, Ariana, Taylor Kniff. Don't know why, but I was a huge Taylor Kniff fan. And then I met him and things changed. Things changed. I was just like, oh, okay.
It's a whole different person.
Yeah, a whole different person.
Anyways, guys, feel free to let us know what you guys think of the entire situation because I know there's a lot going on.
Life's fucking crazy lately, honestly.
With that being said, we're going to go ahead and hop into our next segment. But before we do that, just want to let you guys know it is Pride Month. Support LGBT at all times.
Yes.
No trans violence, no violence against anyone.
If you see somebody like doing shit like that, like call them out on it. Like
hold
them accountable
for absolutely.
Kids. If you like allow people to say shit like that and do shit like that, they'll think it's okay and they'll continue to do it. And it's obviously not okay. So
again, I was expecting to see Taylor here today because Taylor comes here like pretty often.
Yeah.
And I was like okay, right gonna now? Have to like say something to Taylor when we see him, but
not no motherfucking.
I was excited. Yeah,
he's not here today, so
I went on his live instantly. I was like looking at the background.
So when he went live, like, he was like trying to like defend himself and like
act as if
he did nothing wrong.
Yep. Yes.
Wow. He's like, you guys are stupid. Like, you don't understand that it's a joke. Like, it's dark humor. Like, that's not dark humor. It, like, wasn't even, it wasn't a joke.
It's definitely
all it was him just posting that on his story, like, with a, like, a statement. Like, a really bad, like, that's not a joke.
Yeah, all the drugs he's done in the last few years has got his mind fucked up.
Yeah.
I should have said that. That was mean.
No, not mean at all.
Never mind. Fuck that. Yeah, bitch.
Taylor Kniff, if you're listening, fuck you.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
And he literally just posted that thing like a couple weeks ago about how he was doing like the 75-day hard and like the whole thing about how he's like addicted to like alcohol and drugs. And I like I DM'd him back. I was like, I'm so proud of you for that. Like blah, blah, blah. And then he did this. I'm just like, oh, he probably like gave up after 3 days anyways. But
no, day and a half.
Yikes. Yeah.
Day and a half.
He's like, I have to go to Boa.
Yeah.
Boa Fusion.
I have to go to Boa.
All right, you guys, we're going to conclude. Is that the right way to say that? We're just going to end
conclude.
That segment. I don't know.
Yeah, conclude.
The shit's getting crazy.
Do you guys watch the crushing videos on Snapchat?
I do.
I haven't seen them on Snapchat, but I've seen them on YouTube.
Oh, I watched them on Snapchat. The crushing things with the big metal thing where they crush all those things. Yeah, those things that's the only reason I go on Snapchat.
Right.
Is
that what you're talking about on Spotlight? The little like...
Yes, those things. Yeah. Yep. Love
wow. Love
first off, just to let you guys know, you can make a lot of money off those spotlights.
I've heard that too, and I put one on there. And
well, they're not anymore. So for a while, they were giving out $1 million a day. Like throughout the top 100 videos, you'd have to be in the top 100 videos of the day. But one of my friends, Nick, I actually live with Nick. He made, I don't know if I should say this, he made like $100,000 in like 2 weeks off of it, like just easily. It's actually insane. And YouTube's doing the same thing now. You know the shorts things they've been doing? Like, have you seen that?
What?
Shorts?
What's that?
It's like TikTok, but on YouTube.
Jaw dropped.
What?
It's just like,
no, they're giving out like 100, like they're giving out so much money. It's insane. So, like, you know where the trending page used to be? Look, it's not a trending page anymore. Now it's shorts. So it's literally TikTok on YouTube.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Did you guys know about this?
No, I didn't know about this.
Sorry, I've been trying to make money lately, so any money source I can find, I've been taking advantage of it. Yeah.
Oh my God, my friend told me about the Snapchat thing like a month ago, and I tried one of them, didn't make it, and then I just gave up because I
put
Snapchat.
One on there. It went onto the spotlight, but it didn't do like, it wasn't like any top anything.
Yeah, mine got like 100 views.
It's difficult, low-key, because I got a video that got like 500,000 views on the spotlight, and I don't give a fuck, I'll say it. I only made like $6,000 off it, which not only, like that's a lot of money, obviously. But like there's people
that mine got like, I think it got like a solid like 180 and I didn't make anything.
It's hard. Like you gotta literally be in the top 100 videos for that day.
What the fuck? Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna keep doing this every day. Catch me on the spotlight, like, you guys.
Really funny.
Go give me some views. I'll like send you a dollar. Okay, so I feel like we've talked about a lot of other people, their drama, and you know, we like to talk about ourselves sometimes. It's fun to get a little narcissistic. And it's also fun to spill tea because that's what we like to do on this podcast. Or just, you know, talk shit, get hit, whatever.
Right.
So with that being said,
get in, loser. We're playing hot seat.
So
you how do we figure out who's in the hot seat?
Oh, I'll tell you. I've already come up with this in my entire mind.
Okay. Damn.
So if you guys are unfamiliar with hot seat, basically one person gets put in the hot seat and just gets grilled with questions for, you can play it in different ways, like X amount of time. Or just as long as person wants to play, you just can't like really tap out. That's kind of like some pussy shit.
Yeah. That is very pussy shit.
I actually played this game a lot back on tour in 2017 with Tana, the Tana and Friends tour. We put someone in the hot seat every show. And I don't know how long it was for. It was for a certain amount of time. But we all wrote up questions and stuff like that to like ask people. And they get like intense. They get
really
intense.
We have questions?
Basically. We have a list of questions, but I think it'd just be better to come up with our own.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm the worst at that.
Basically, the goal is to make someone uncomfortable as fuck right now.
Yeah. And I think the way we should play this is if you don't want to answer the question, you have to take a half shot.
Okay.
Down.
Damn.
I feel like
that's like a full shot for me.
Because
I still
no
have a half shot
really
from earlier.
I feel like there's no way to go about this in terms of like if you don't want to answer
like
questions.
Like a half shot or a half drink of a mixed drink? Like what are we talking?
I think we should do like half shot and then you take that half shot and then we could pass the hot seat on to someone else.
Okay.
If it gets to that point, because then, you know, sometimes people are just down to answer questions and some people aren't down to take shots, so they'll just answer the question.
Yeah.
So I think the way we should decide who goes into the hot seat is a good old
rock paper scissors.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that literally.
Yes.
When you said that, I was like, it's gonna be rock paper scissors.
It has to be.
Okay.
How else can you determine something like
how
this?
How does three people do rock paper scissors?
So it's gonna be like two people, and then like there's like a one person after that.
Oh, okay. You know?
Okay. Ready? I'm scared. Are we doing
two
out of three? Or are we doing just like one?
One and done. Fuck all that. Two out of three. Shit.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, shoot.
Goddamn.
3, 2, 1, shoot.
Paper and paper.
3, 2, 1, shoot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mari wins with rock.
Okay.
Wait, fuck, that's me and Tara now.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wait, wouldn't it?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. God, motherfucking pussy, dick, bitch, shit. Fuck.
Wait, so does that mean?
Wait, it doesn't mean I'm first.
That means you're first.
And then she'll be second, you're last.
Yes.
Wait, love that, thank God.
Wait, I think I hate my life. Okay, let's go. Let me pour my half shot first.
Yeah, let's get you poured up. Do you have a question?
Pour it up. Watch
it all
fall out.
Okay. All
right. Hit me with your best shot.
You go first.
Are there any influencers recently that you've gotten into like a little argument with, like that you don't like? Like gotten a little beef?
Okay.
Like, no.
Wait, that was kind of good. No. I'm like very like problematic free, right? Is that the way to say it?
Problem free.
I don't like getting like to drama and shit. I try not to. I used to. Unproblematic. There we go. That's the way. Sorry, the tequila's talking more than
or
I
anyone am. That you just don't like recently.
I don't know what it is. And all you little fucking stans can come at me all you want, but something about Trisha Paytas pisses
God.
Me off.
Oh, no, not this
I'm like,
again.
Cover the mic.
Not this again.
Nice, we just got our TikTok back.
I'm sorry. Okay, no, actually, no. Trisha's not terrible, actually. I don't hate her. You know, one person I do, like, dislike that I've always disliked for some reason, and it's just, like, the way she carries herself online. Mm. Zoe Laverne.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, same.
I don't know what it is about her, but if she was a dude, I'd punch
She's
her in the
throat. Very annoying.
I'll have Tara do it. But no, I don't know what it is exactly. She's like cool, but no, she's not cool.
She's not cool.
She's not cool, actually, no.
No.
I don't like her.
Okay.
She's not cool.
I have a good one.
Wait, do I stay in this shit till I drink or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Name a brand that you've worked with, but only for the money.
I love that question.
Kellogg's. Like the cereal brand Kellogg's.
Oh, wait, didn't you say they Kellogg's? Took you to like the con? You did the performance
this already before. Okay, I remember you talking about this. I did it for the money, but I was definitely like the price. I saw the price and I was like, holy fuck, like, yes.
I no doubt. You
could ask me to do anything, I would do it. Because they paid me like 40 grand for that. Mm-hmm. It was a couple years ago, though.
But you like, didn't give a shit about Kellogg's, really.
What?
I mean, what the, like, do you ever just sit back and talk about Kellogg's or think about Kellogg's? Like, nobody really thinks about it. So I was just like, you know what? They're throwing a bag, whatever you want me to do, let's get it fucking rolling.
Crap.
Do you have another question for him?
I told you, I'll answer anything. I'm ready.
You answer anything? Who's your last kiss?
Okay, let's take this shot now. Last kiss. Oh, yeah, give me something to chase with, because fuck that.
Oh, come on. You'll tell us off camera. You'll tell us.
Well, the thing is like, it wasn't just a kiss.
You didn't have to say that.
What's it just for
something? I just fucked myself.
That was the apple juice.
Is that apple juice?
Yes. It's apple juice and vodka.
Oh, okay. So this is a great chaser.
It's technically like apple juice.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
You guys want to know something crazy? Our partners here at Notorious told us that no one gets like drinks as much on their podcast as we do ours.
I think about that every single day.
Am I proud of that? No, but am I proud of that? Yes.
My shit's fake. Everything
we
I do
asked
is water.
Them that, they were like, oh, definitely you. I was like, we were like, oh.
Well, because we were curious because they have Cheers Brothers as well. And so you would think Cheers Brothers, they're just slamming drinks like cheers, you know? But we're over
I feel
here.
Like sour does, Caitlin.
Shut the fuck up. Y'all are next. That shit sucked. I hate that. Who's next?
Oh, it's Tara.
Okay, so I still, guys, look. That's still a half shot.
She already has a half shot.
A half shot in there from earlier.
Okay, I'll take it back.
So.
Why is that bigger than me? Yeah. The bottle of Casamigos literally is at least 150 pounds because I'm like 145.
I suck at asking questions, so you got to go
No,
first.
Me too. I hate, like, when people, like, when we play Truth or Dare, I have to do it on an app or I get awkward. I'm like, I don't know what to ask.
I do, dude.
Okay.
I got one. Oh. Excuse me.
Is that it?
Pardon my French. Who is the cutest TikToker that you would hook up with, in your opinion?
Tucker Janelle.
Holy shit, that was
the
fast.
Smile on her face.
She like, said that with confidence and no hesitation. Wow. Okay, this might be a difficult one to get her to drink. It might be a little difficult.
Okay. What is the least favorite thing about your best friend, Jordy?
Ooh.
Oh.
That was good, Amari.
Okay.
Am I a bad person?
No, you're fucked up.
Okay.
No, that's good.
It's not like a, well, I mean, everyone gets, in, it's just when he gets into like little moods. When he gets into little moods, just because we're in a studio apartment, so when he gets into like his little moods, like I feel awkward like talking to him or like talking on the phone or like filming. That's like, it's not like a bad thing about him because we all get into moods, but like it's just because we live in such like a close space. Environment.
It's like the whole vibe and, like, in the house.
You like, yeah, feel and, each other's
and
energy.
Everyone's different when they get into moods. When he gets into a mood, it's like he won't speak and he'll be like mean. Like he's like very like,
I don't give a fuck, bitch.
And when I get into a mood, like I'm not like that. Like I'll just talk about it, but he's not very like talking about it. He'll just be like, and I'll just get awkward, if you know what I mean.
That's good. I like
it. It's the one time he's not here. I'm like, I can say it.
Why is he not here? What the fuck?
He's back home.
He's home.
Oh, home? Okay.
He left today.
Okay, next question. What is the... I feel like even awkward is asking this. What's the dirtiest thing you've done during sexual intercourse?
Dirtiest thing I've done during sexual...
It doesn't have to be just you two. Like, either the dude did to you or, like, whatever. Either or. Goes both ways.
I don't like, I'm not like a dirty person. So like I guess like dirtiest thing, like anal when I didn't want it.
Like
okay.
Like when you weren't like ready.
Well, like I was like, it kinda, like awkward about it. And I was like, I don't really want it. And they like did it.
She was like anal after Chipotle.
And then at that point.
Wait, why'd you just read my mind? I'm sorry, why'd you just read my mind?
Is that why you didn't want it?
Like, yeah. And like it like ended up not being good. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, wait. Okay. Nice. Next question.
I respect you so much. Holy I respect fuck. You so much for saying that.
Wait, this shit's getting kind of fucking crazy.
There's nothing I hate more than anal. There's nothing I hate more than anal.
I like anal.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're a dude.
Oh, yeah.
You're
sorry.
A dude.
Sorry. It's different.
You're a dude. Hate that shit.
Wow, this is crazy. Okay, Amari, go.
What's the craziest thing you've done to gain followers?
Okay.
To gain followers. Honestly, nothing. I don't like, I mean, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never really done anything to gain followers. Like when I first signed to like a management, they kind of like talk to me about clickbait. Uh-huh. So I tried to do it a couple of times, but I don't really do anything to like,
go out of your way to get clout.
Yeah.
Just do your shit.
Like it makes me almost uncomfortable. That. Like when I first like got like a manager, like he would watch my videos and be like, oh, use this as clickbait. And it would make me so uncomfortable. Yeah. I was like, I'm not putting that on my thumbnail. Like there's no fucking way. And one time he like made my thumbnail for me and it like made me shit my brains out. I was like, oh my God, I have to remove that. And it wasn't even that bad, but like, I hate like, do it. Like, yeah, I guess nothing.
Okay, fair.
You know, I'm so like boring. I'm like,
hell
nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like there is something that I did, but like, I don't know.
Wait, damn, you still have, okay, fuck. We got to really like step it up a notch right now. Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
I'm like, ask me
is
about
this
people.
How you want to play, Tara? All right, let me see. Let me think.
I'm still thinking about that one too. I'm like, wait, have I done anything? No.
This is going to be a little out of pocket.
What? What?
No, I'm going to make it even like easier to make her drink. Out of the Please Hustle Boys.
God.
If, I'm not saying you have, but if and or have and or who have you hooked up with out of the Hustle Boys? I'm not saying you have, but I'm saying if you have. Which ones?
Sean.
Holy shit.
And I've kissed. Oh my God.
She's just lock and loaded her guns.
And I've kissed Tucker.
Holy fuck me sideways. Okay.
Okay.
This is harder than I thought it'd be.
And I lied.
You. Oh.
I got this next one's got it easily. There's no.
Oh. Chance. Oh, wait, you're not answering the full thing?
Well, I lied about one of them. So, not one of them that I said, but.
Oh, I know who.
Or, like you're hiding one.
Oh. Yeah. Damn, I had such a good question for you. I'm sad it's over.
Wait, ask
it. She's like, fuck it. Here.
I was going to say, show us your TikTok creator fund for this month. Oh my God, she's just doing it. She's proud. What the fuck? I'd be like, fuck you.
You asked me once if I max out every month and I laughed.
Well, I don't know how it works.
I didn't know you could max out on it.
I don't really make that. I make like no money on
TikTok.
It
used to be my only income.
I don't post TikToks
a month. No, not live gifts.
But I still make decent money because I have like a lot of videos on there that just go viral like again randomly out of nowhere.
Yeah, see me now. I have like, that's my most followed platform and I make like the least amount of money on there.
Is it Creator Tools? Oh yeah, Creator Tools.
Like the other day, I hadn't posted in a month, but I went and looked in there and I had like $1,000 just sitting in there. I was like,
that's not so much in total, like since last June.
Oh, okay. That's good though.
34,000.
If you
since
saw
last
mine,
you'd
cackle.
Huh?
If you saw mine, you'd cackle.
Cackle? You asked me last month, you were like, do you max out? I was like, no, do you?
I'm going to start posting it. You post a lot on TikTok. It's actually impressive. I see you on my fucking following.
Four
like,
times
God
a day
damn
since I've started.
I would love that.
I'm like, OnlyFans saved my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have saved the best for last. No offense. No offense, Zach. We have saved the best for last, Amari. Okay. Are you excited to be in the hot seat right now?
Not at all.
Let me pour you up real quick.
Because you guys are fucking crazy, and I feel like you guys are going to ask some questions that I really don't want to answer, but I feel like I don't want to drink that much, so maybe I will answer them.
Well, I'm getting more like drunker and drunker the more this podcast goes on. So now, oh, that was nice.
Oh,
that.
My God. Wait, can I answer this really quick?
Yeah, go crazy. We're the only podcast I feel like I don't answer a phone call.
You got a haircut? We're like mid filming and I answered this FaceTime. Yeah, this is Tucker.
Tucker, I've heard a lot of good things about you, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Heard you and Tara have kissed.
Heard y'all fucked.
What? Huh? Nothing. Oh my God, Amari, I'll literally kill you.
Wait, is that bad?
Literally.
I got some bad service.
Oh, he has bad service. Thank
He's
God.
He's literally lying.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's weird. Okay.
Is that bad?
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Guys, shit's getting crazy here. If you're an audio listener, you need to go and watch the video after.
Is that not what you just said?
No, it is.
So then what do you...
We never told anyone.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay.
She said no kiss and tell. It's okay.
He goes, I have bad service and hung up.
No, he hung up.
No, I did that.
Oh, thank God.
It was getting awkward. I had to do something.
Now I'm sweating and I didn't even do anything.
We're really in the hot
seat. I hope
right
to
now.
God he didn't know that. Okay.
No, he didn't.
Anyways, okay. Carrying on.
Amari, okay.
let's get ready to rumble.
How many times do you and your boyfriend have sex a week? Well, it's the hot seat. I gotta do something.
I gotta do something.
God damn. Hey, what y'all got going on?
Why are you starting with that?
Because it's a fucking hot seat.
Can I just take a shot and you just keep asking me questions?
Honestly, I really like... Okay, let's not ask that first. I'm gonna save that for later.
I just started sweating.
Okay, least favorite person on the internet. Like, someone you just literally despise, and, like, if they were here right now, you'd, like, punch them in the throat.
Taylor Kniff.
Or kill him. Oh, okay.
Just kidding. Well, I don't like Taylor Kniff, but I feel like there's someone out there that I really just like every time. Oh my god, this is TikToker. This is gonna sound so like rude because I'm sure she has fans out there, but her name's like Goetz or something like that. Or
bro, what? What's
talking about? Like Maddie Goetz. She like does these TikToks where she's like, this is the best way to eat this food, and she like
I
does
know that
the
girl. Yep. Yeah.
I do not like her. Like, her videos make me so uncomfortable. And then this other girl, Girl with Green Beanie. Listen to this story.
Do I have a story for you? Please.
So, I saw she made a TikTok about...
Wait. Girl with Green Weenie or whatever? Fuck you.
Her name's like Katie Kelly. Something like that? So, Katie basically... Kelly. Fuck you. If you're listening, I don't care if you are. But basically... So, I saw a TikTok she made, and it was, like, about how her nails got fucked up, and she was so funny, and I was like, oh my god, she's hilarious. So, I commented on it, I was like, oh my fucking god, you're so funny. She followed me, I followed her back, and we just started DMing, and became friends through, like, TikTok DMs. She was talking about how she's coming to LA, she had, like, a shitty boyfriend before, who was, like an actor, like, a very big actor, too. Mm. And I was like, oh my god, you're coming to LA, like, let's hang out, like, here's my Snapchat. We started snapping and stuff. One day, she accidentally sends me Snapchats, and she meant to send them to her friend. And she's like, who cares, like, we're gonna go to LA, like, we're gonna hang out with Tana, we're gonna hang out with Amari, we're gonna get so much clout from all that. She's like, even if we're seen at Earth with them, like, getting, like, paparazzi, like, no, that'll be so great, we're gonna gain so much from it. And then she deleted me off of Snapchat, because she didn't want me to see them. And then I saw messages from her after. I meant to, like, replay them and screen record them because I showed, like, Mario, I think, or I showed someone else. And, like, I was like, this cannot be real. Like, yeah. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, first of all, you're not going to gain that much off of me. Like, I'm not the most cloutatious person ever. And so I watched them back and I'm like, this bitch is crazy. And I was like, that's fucked up because that's annoying. Like, I really liked you. I thought you were really funny. I thought you were a great person. Like, I thought we were going to get along really well in LA and have so much fun. When in reality, that was not the case. She was just, like, in it to, like... And she sent them on accident. She, like, deleted me. And then she sent, like, messages and was like, don't open those. OMG, they're, like, for someone else. And I'm like...
So, when she deleted you, like, they still were there?
They were still there. Mm. Uh-huh. No, and then I ended up, like, blocking her right after that because I was just like, no.
Dude,
I think she blocked me. I don't know. Someone blocked someone and that was the end of that. I unfollowed her. I was like, that's fucked up.
People think, like, getting that, like, temporary... Not even clout, but, like, you know, like, little... Like... Like, how do you think that's going to benefit you? Like, yes, like, they're going to follow you because they see you hanging out with, like, Amari and Tana, whatever. But, like, they're not going to actually fuck with
you
as a person.
Yeah,
like, in a week from, like, whatever, when they follow you, they're not going to give a fuck about you.
Yeah, and I just, care about you. I felt so, like, stupid and, like, humiliated because I was like, this girl doesn't even give a shit about being my friend. And I was like, I saw her on TikTok.
You were, like, trying to be friends with her.
Yeah, I saw her on TikTok. I was like, she's so funny. Like, pretty much how, like, we became friends. I was like, she's so funny. Like, I want to be her friend. And that's how that happened, same way. Like, but then the, like, accidental Snapchats came in, and I was like, that's annoying. Weird. Like,
dude, she was the first person I, like, ever, like, really fucked with on TikTok. Like, I watched her videos a lot, so then I started TikTok. Like, I loved watching her videos, and people would comment on her videos, like, oh, like, you and Tara are so alike, blah, 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 blah. And she responded to a comment once, and she was like, no, we're not. Like, she copies my shit, like, blah, blah, blah. So I made, and then she, what'd she do? She blocked me. She completely blocked me because so many comments were like, you and Tara are so alike. So she completely blocked me. And I made a video about it. And I was like, oh my God, like, I was such a big fan of her because we never talked.
Yeah.
Like, people would just comment that stuff. Like, we never, like, talked because I had like way less followers than her. She never talked to me. So I made a video about it and it went viral. And then she unblocked me and responded to every comment under that video. Like, this girl's crazy. Like, I didn't block her. Like, that never happened. And that's all that. And then she, like, DM'd me and she was like, girl, I don't want you to think that, like, I accidentally blocked you. I was like, no, because I have screenshots of you commenting back to people saying all this shit. And then, like, she tried to be friends with me and she was saying that she was going to start a content house and she wanted me to be in it. And that was the last time I spoke to her.
Listen to this.
The 35th so then, content house that's been made. Ugh.
My friend, I'm at a party at my friend's house, and one of my other friends brings her up to me because she was in town when she was visiting, like, when she said she was going to be here, and we were supposed to be friends and hang out. And I saw her, and I just kept, like, evil eyeing her. I was just like...
As
like, every time I saw her, I was just, like, giving her dirty looks. And then, finally, one of my friends comes up to me with her and is like, oh, like, she wants to meet you, like, but she's, like, scared to say hi or something like that. I don't know. It was something along those lines. Like, she wanted to say hi or wanted to meet you, but she just, like, didn't feel comfortable. And I look at her, and I'm like, hi, like, nice to meet you. Like, you're really nice. Or I didn't say you're really nice. I was like, you're really funny, and, like, that's great, but I don't want to be your friend. What you did was fucked up. And then I just, like, walked away. And I was like, I'm not. Because that was fucked up. It made me so angry because I was just, like,
no, I really like wanted to be her friend.
And I was just, like. Damn.
That just shows that the world is fucked up and people only care about clout.
I feel like she had more followers than me, too. So I don't know if she did
or
not.
She fell off when she stopped talking about her ex.
And, I know who her ex is, too. Well, I don't know him, but, like, I know who he is.
Well, she made a lot of good videos about him, but then she was just like, I'm over it. Like, I don't want to talk about him anymore, which I get. Like, she was just, like, over it. But then, like, that's, like, she had no more personality.
Yeah.
What's her name? Maddie?
Katie.
Oh, we're on a whole different girl.
That's
Maddie. I'm still on the Maddie girl. Fuck you, Maddie.
Con artist.
Fuck you, Katie.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Alright, I think you did that story time because you're scared to drink. Tara, ask him a question. He needs a drink. He's scared.
Who's the last influencer that you met that you really just didn't fuck with?
Well, you can't ask the same question.
It's not the same one. That was in general. This is the last one.
Like you
that you got pissed off at.
Like that you met, like in part. Well, I mean, it's kind of the same, but it's different.
I told you I'm bad at asking questions. I told you this already.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
Last one that came to your house.
Came to my house.
Okay, that's good. The last person that came to your house and you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Doing so here? Next door is like the Go House. And
yikes.
Okay.
I don't have any problems with them, but one night we like had people over and I feel like a couple of them were just staying over for way too long and they were up Tana's ass. And I was just like, you guys are so annoying. Like,
me at my apartment.
Go
last
home.
Week.
And it wasn't like all of them. It was like one or two guys. They were just like so far up Tana's ass. And like it was like 6 a.m. Like I was like,
over.
Get out. And like when that things like that happen, I don't typically like to leave Tana alone because she's so nice and will like do anything for anyone. Like, and you know, so I just like to like watch and make sure that like people aren't harassing her.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's take a photo. Like all this stuff. And it's exactly what's happening.
Let's film a TikTok. Yeah, let's film a YouTube video at 6 a.m.
And.
Like so, blacked out drunk.
Sometimes I won't be there to watch out for because I'm just like, bitch, I gotta go to bed. Or, like, I need to go home. Especially if it's like out, but at home, I was like,
yeah, I feel bad.
I do love the Go House though. I think that night they was really fucked up. Not all of them. Like
it was hype, then it was like Hush. Two. Now it's Go. Because wasn't it Hush for a while?
I can't keep up.
I was at your house one time and Kaylee, my friend, was like, I'm next door at the Hush House.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
Okay,
I cannot keep up.
Hush and Go.
But I feel like, most recent it's been in our house. Definitely, like, one of those little members. But I do actually like them. They're very nice.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm over here trying to plot my next question. I don't fucking know.
No, I'm so bad at asking questions. I literally can't play truth or dare with my friends.
Let's see. Amari Stewart, what should I ask you? I could ask you a lot of things right now, but... I might have to circle back to my first question.
Circle back to a question that you already asked.
But you didn't answer it and or do anything, technically. So
wait, what?
Could.
What was it?
How many times they have sex? What's your favorite, like...
Make it a question that I'll drink to, probably, but not that one.
Ooh. I don't know if this is, like... I don't know if this is, like, fucked up. Like, are you... No, I shouldn't even ask that. I don't know. Like, I could, but, like, I'm scared.
Just give me
scared.
One heavy-hitting
I don't know, question, I don't know.
And then I'll answer it. And
are you a top or bottom?
Both.
Okay, there we go.
Nice.
That wasn't as bad as I thought.
Your least stupid. Favorite roommate.
Sorry, I don't.
Least favorite roommate?
Yeah.
Wow, that was good, actually. Wait, that's kind of scary, though, because you got to go back home to them. Maybe watching the podcast and be like, really?
It's crazy because like there are previous roommates that I could easily be like, get the... like.
Current no, man. Not previous.
Current
yeah,
man.
In the house currently. Now. Because I already know who the previous one is. I think. Cole.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Cole, boot the boot. I think I'm going to have to drink because honestly, I think one, I don't. I like all my roommates for different reasons. And yes, I couldn't even pick like a least favorite. So I'm just gonna do this.
Me and you guys asked me which Hustle Boy was my least favorite fucking while they were sitting right here.
See, yeah, that's
and also it goes in waves. Like sometimes you like these roommates more than these ones. And then it's just like.
No, yeah. Mine goes from, yeah.
There's phases.
Understand.
Well, cheers to you guys.
That's why I asked that.
Get in, loser. Amari's taking a half shot.
Amari's taking a halfie.
Wow.
Again, if you're an audio listener, go watch the video after this because.
For all you audio listeners, my face right now is disgusted.
It don't look too pretty. I'd be real with you.
No. Ew. Okay.
Aww.
I think that concludes this segment. Thank you.
That honestly might conclude the cast in general.
Get it.
With that being said, I think that concludes this segment. I'm going to go out into the kitchen and eat some lettuce wraps because they were really fucking good earlier.
I'm going to eat rice and meat. They have a bowl of meat and a bowl of rice.
You guys so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok because it's back now.
We back, baby.
Instagram.
My Instagram's back.
YouTube. All of it. Twitter.
Just coming back on time.
Yeah, back. We're back on track at Getting Looser. And never forget. Bully. Never forget that Zach likes to beat the shit out of me with paper. And never forget that video comes out 2 days after audio.
2 days, not three, not four, but two.
Thank you, Zach.
You're a whore if you don't watch.
We love you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Whoa, whoa. Are we saying bye like that quick? Can we sing them a song or something?
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all know Earth by Lil Dicky?
Yeah, they trying to end me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.